Hello, my friend. Good to see you. Let's do this. It's Wednesday, March 5th, 2025, Ash Wednesday for a lot of Christians. That's today. This is First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines as you start your day, and the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. President Trump gave a speech last night, the first congressional address of his second term. He spoke about Ukraine, tariffs, egg prices, childhood cancer, executive orders, and Elon Musk. A couple moments that are getting the most attention this morning came from two Democrats that were present for it. First, as Trump was entering the House chamber, Representative Melanie Stansberry was standing behind him with a sign that said, "This is not normal." You could see it on camera before somebody ripped it out of her hands. And then during the speech, Representative Al Green of Texas, who has been a longtime opponent of Trump's, heckled him. He was yelling, "No mandate," and he was removed. In the end, it was the longest annual address to Congress by a president, 1 hour and 39 minutes. The previous record set by President Clinton was 1 hour and 28 minutes. On to sports. First, the Philadelphia Eagles just made Saquon Barkley the highest paid running back in NFL history. He just signed a 2-year contract extension worth $41.2 million. In the NBA, I feel like there have been a lot of these season-ending injuries lately, and today it's Kyrie Irving of the Dallas Mavericks. It's been a rough few weeks for the Mavs. He has a torn ACL in his left knee. He went down Monday night in their loss to the Kings. He fell to the floor, but he stayed in to shoot free throws with tears running down his face. He then left the game, and yeah, ACL. It's not clear how long he'll be out, but he is done for the season. Lastly, big moment last night. LeBron James hit a milestone. The Lakers are playing the Pelicans, and in the first quarter, he hit a three, which made him the first player in NBA history to score 50,000 career points. That's huge. It's hard to imagine anyone ever surpassing that. On to some entertainment headlines on this Wednesday morning. First, a couple passings. Two guys that were a big part of my youth. First, voice actor George Lowe. He's best known as Space Ghost. I used to love that show. He had been dealing with some health problems over the last couple years, and he just passed away. He was 67 years old. And Peter Engel. He was the executive producer of Saved by the Bell. I saw his name every day in those title cards. He worked on a bunch of shows, California Dreams, Last Comic Standing, a ton more. He passed away yesterday at his home in Santa Monica. He was 88 years old. In legal news, another serious one, Jay-Z has now sued the woman that recently accused him of sexual misconduct, as well as her lawyer, suing both of them. Her lawsuit has since been withdrawn, but his lawsuit said that she filed a, quote, false and malicious case meant to inflict pain and suffering on him. Lastly, here on a lighter note, in relationship news, there are rumors that Chelsea Handler and Ralph Fiennes are dating. I would have never put them together. People said they were very close at an Oscars after party. I did see some pictures of them being close. Sources familiar with the situation say they are just taking things slow, casual for now. Not dating, not exclusive, just enjoying each other's company. On to movie and TV news. Another update on the previously mentioned Oscars. They initially said 18 million people tuned in, but after adding in some mobile and PC viewers, they updated that number to 19.7 million people. That means it was up 1% from last year. The initial report said it was down, but no, up. I think Conan should host every year. I've genuinely missed seeing him host things on TV. I've got a trailer up in the Instagram stories this morning at First Thing Pod for a new Jason Statham movie. It's an action movie, if you can believe it. David Harbour and Michael Pena are both in it as well. Sylvester Stallone co-wrote the screenplay. That's cool. It's not safe for work, but again, it's up there. A Working Man is the name of the movie. It'll be out at the end of the month. David Arquette has joined the cast of Scream 7. He did not survive Scream 5, but he's coming back. A bunch of old faces are coming back, like Matthew Lillard and Scott Foley. Maybe there'll be ghosts or flashbacks or something. We'll see. In TV news, Kristen Cavallari has a new show coming to E! She's heading back to E!, back to reality TV. It's a new docuseries called Honestly Cavallari, The Headline Tour. It'll premiere June 5th. Tracy Morgan is returning to NBC. He's going to star in a new series produced by Tina Fey, his old 30 Rock and SNL buddy. Actress Rachel Weisz has a new show as well. She's going to star in a limited series for Netflix called Vladimir. It's based on a novel about a woman obsessed with a colleague. Scandalous, coming soon. This one's going around. Ben Stiller said he reached out to former President Obama about a voiceover role in the show Severance. He wanted him to voice the building. Obama said he's a fan of the show, but he's just too busy, so he passed. Lastly here, CBS has officially canceled the shows FBI International and FBI Most Wanted. And tonight, speaking of CBS, they've got the 37th season premiere of The Amazing Race.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Peaks Nandaka. I love this stuff. I like saying it too. It's fun to say. It's a coffee alternative that I recently discovered, and I really think I love it. You know, coffee can make you jittery and anxious with a crash in the afternoon, but Nandaka, it's got sustained, calm energy. It includes slow-release caffeine. It boosts mood and focus. There are functional mushrooms in there. It supports digestion and metabolism. It's got pure, clean ingredients. I love that. I've been really paying attention to everything I consume lately, and I am a fan of this product. When you're ready to try it or just look them up and find out more for yourself, head to my link. It's peaklife.com/firstthing, and peak is spelled P-I-Q-U-E, peaklife.com/firstthing. If you decide to do it, I can get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. That's going to come with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker so you can make the perfect cup every time. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. Lady Gaga's new album, Mayhem, will be out on Friday, just days away at this point. And in honor of it, she launched a new Sirius XM station, Gaga Radio. It'll be on satellite channel 15 until March 17th. In other new music news, Chapel Roan has finally given an official release date for her new song, The Giver. It's going to be out March 13th, so a week from tomorrow. Post Malone is gearing up for a big stadium tour this summer, and he just announced traveling tailgate parties ahead of some of those stops. There will be 10 of them. They're going to be free. They'll happen before the shows and will include, quote, an unforgettable day of live music, great food, cold Bud Light, exclusive merch, carnival games, and tattoos. I have a feeling by the end of the night, a few of those fans might be slightly overserved, just a guess. He has not announced which cities will get these tailgate parties. In other concert news, Motley Crue had to delay the start of their upcoming Vegas residency. It was supposed to start later this month, but the shows have now been moved to September while Vince Neil deals with a medical issue, a required medical procedure. That's what we know. And lastly, another concert news, Green Day have been out on the road for a while, and unfortunately, they just had to cancel their final show on the Australian leg of their tour due to weather. The show is scheduled for tonight, but Cyclone Alfred down in that part of the world, and the forecast is not good, so they had to pull the plug. Some additional headlines. I just mentioned a storm in Australia. The U.S. is getting hit pretty hard right now as well, and Texas is maybe getting the worst of it. Tornadoes, widespread power outages, dust storms, wildfires. If you're in that area or if you have any family down there, best of luck to you. It's not great. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has now proposed the first steps toward a truce with Russia. He's floating the idea of a one-month truce. It could involve the release of prisoners and an immediate ceasefire. Of course, Russia would have to agree with this as well. Lyle and Eric Menendez have been waiting for their day in court, and they're going to have to wait a little longer. They had a hearing scheduled for the 20th of this month, but now that's been pushed. A new date has not been announced, but it's not happening this month. The brothers are looking at a few different paths to freedom. In spring break news, don't go to Miami. They don't want you. Last year, officials in Miami implemented a bunch of rules, curfews, parking enforcements, all sorts of stuff to try and curb the chaos that spring breakers inevitably bring every year. Those rules are back again this year. They just announced that for pretty much the entire month of March, these rules will return. Other cities like Fort Lauderdale are cracking down as well. I know alcohol and coolers are now banned on the sand there. In food news, more specifically pie news, according to Instacart, apple is the most popular pie in the U.S. That makes sense to me. Pumpkin is second. And that brings us to the end. I always end the show with something positive. Today, it's a hero story. A school bus driver, Mr. P., outside of Cleveland, just saved 15 kids. There was some kind of mechanical issue as they were cruising along and the bus just burst into flames. That's scary. The fire started behind one of the back wheels and quickly spread, but not quicker than Mr. P. He jumped into action. Thankfully, none of the kids were injured. That's amazing. 15 kids, no injuries. And again, it's all thanks to Mr. P. Not to be confused with Master P. Mr. P is a hero. Nicely done, and the show is over
the
now.
The show is over now.
Okay, thanks for being here. As always, I appreciate you, your continued support. Thanks for coming back. Let's do it again tomorrow, all right? Same time, same place. Talk then.
Please tell your friends about this show.